Hey there, friends, it's Nick. You know, one of the things I love, love, love about the internet is that it's given weirdos, and I mean that in a positive sense, it's given weirdos the opportunity to share their kind of passions and obsessions and what have you. I'm thinking about things like the girl who does these amazing falling domino designs, like hundreds of thousands of dominoes, which are just, you know, it sort of beggars belief. Likewise, there's the guy who years ago, famous video years ago, whose his packages were always getting stolen from his porch. So he kind of over-engineered this thing that when someone stole it and opened it up, it would set off an alarm and cover the everywhere around them in glitter, and there'd be a smell. It was just this wonderfully over-engineered sort of piece of chicanery. And I love it. And I came across one of these things today, which I'm just going to share with you, because it's sort of incredible. And I've come to it via cockhe.org, which is a site that I've mentioned to you before. Jason Cockhe curates really interesting things every day. And every day you'll get a couple of emails or a couple of updates saying, look at what I found, look at these things, look at how they matter. And this particular thing is actually a short film on YouTube by a guy called Wiley Overstreet and his friend Alex Gorosh. And what Overstreet decided to do was to create a scale model of time. A scale model of time. Because we all know, intellectually, we all know that the human race is hundreds of thousands of years old, for example. The universe is billions of years old. And we all know that one day we're going to die. One day it's going to be over for us. And what is much harder to get a sense of is that kind of the shortness of time we have in comparison to what's gone before. And this film starts with this wonderful quote from Carl Sagan, which I might have mentioned before actually. He says, "We are like butterflies who flutter for a day and think it is forever." Carl Sagan, great way with words. By the way, I mean, as a totally random aside, Sagan left one of the most romantic kind of book dedications as well in the book that accompanied his TV series Cosmos. He was writing it for a lady called Anne Druyan, who became his wife, who he'd met working with NASA, because I think the story goes she was working on the whichever mission they sent out into the universe that had the kind of the sound recordings on. So he was working with her on that. Anyway, my memory is he says something like, "For Andrew Yon, in the vastness of space and the immensity of creation," or something like that, "it is my joy to spend a planet and an epoch with Annie." What a fantastic dedication. Anyway, that's totally beside the point. Wiley and Alex went out to the Mojave Desert with a load of their friends and created this scale model of time. First, they did human time, which I think is, they mapped it out at about a million years old. And then they did that in comparison to universe time from the Big Bang kind of onwards. And it's a 10-minute video. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. And it's extraordinary because they're using, obviously, photography, drone photography, to show you this extraordinary, extraordinary sense of scale and how, you know, you pull back and back on universal time. You're going for so long, and then you finally get to the human bit, and it's about a foot across. And then, but the foot just starts from when there's fire. You know, there's not even Homo sapiens at a foot. Then you get to the bit which is sort of what we might call more modern civilization, and everyone we've ever heard of would be in the last centimeter of this extraordinary length in the Mojave Desert on this lake bed, this flat lake bed. And our life would be the width of a single hair. We are indeed like butterflies who flutter for a day and think it is forever. And I'm going to put the link in the show notes. I really encourage you to spend 10 minutes to watch it, because it's a bit like, do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when I was sailing, and I've talked about this a lot, I always had the overnight watch, 8 till 8, and in the middle of the ocean, middle of the Atlantic Ocean, I would turn off the running lights on the boat sometimes while the other was asleep, so I could just look so I could just look at the stars. And I've never seen stars like it since, of course, because there's really no light pollution out there. And that also gives you a sense of perspective and a sense of scale. But watch this video, because you'll get the same thing. You'll get that same kind of sense of whoa. And, you know, not surprisingly, the guys turn a bit emotional at the end. And it is, it's about, you know, this is how much time we've got. What are we going to do with it? Anyway, that's a Saturday thought. Well, while you're listening to this, I'm at Comic-Con in London, which is sort of a change of pace. And we'll see what happens there. Anyway, thanks for listening. Remember that your stories mean business. And if you want to dig deeper into the stuff that I do, search online for story.business. Bye now.